That's as simple as it comes. I'd love to give you something a lot more, you know, intellectual than that so you could really be impressed with me. But, you know, it's pretty simple. My sheep follow me. So if you're not following Christ, if you're living in rebellion and your life does not conform to His Word and you have no passion for Him, you could care less about Him, and somebody dragged you here today against your will and your life is anything but a Christian walk, you don't belong to Him. And that should concern you. I want to know at the end of time, I'm on this side where the sheep are that know Him and not on the other side where the goats are that thought they knew Him and were self-deceived. So if you're not following Christ, that should be a blazing red flag. What does your life look like? Is the evidence there that you truly have trusted Him with your soul? Because His sheep follow Him. And that's encouraging, man, because you know what? God is not going to lead you. God is not going to lead you off a cliff. Man, I remember when I was a teenager and you know, I was thinking about really, you know, following Christ, and I was kind of torn between it. And, you know, I had all my buds telling me to follow the world, but I would see the youth in my mom's church, and, you know, they seemed to have it all together. But, you know, I heard all these weird things about, you know, Christians, that they were no fun and everything. And I read scary things in the Bible. I think, man, you know, if I really give my heart to Christ and follow Him, I'd be kind of like, is He going to, like, lead me off a cliff so I can show Him that I believe or something? And He's going to make me, you know, jump off this thing. And He's not going to lead you to a cliff, or He's not going to lead you to some pit where you'll sink into quicksand. He's come to lead you to green pastures. He will make you lie down in green pastures. He's come to lead you beside the still waters. He's come to restore your soul. You don't have to be afraid to follow Him. You don't have to be wondering where He's going to take you, because He's taking you. The path of Christ is the path to life and joy and peace. Amen. I want life, man. Praise God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even if it's an uncertain place, even if I'm intimidated as all get out as to where we're about to go, as long as I know that He's leading me, I know I can go there. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because You are with me. His presence, His living presence, tangible presence, abides with me. His rod and His staff comfort me. Nothing can separate the sheep from the shepherd. He doesn't lose track of any of them. Do you belong to Him? Do you ever feel like, wonder, has He forgotten about me? Has He lost track of me? He hasn't. He's there. He knows exactly where you are and where your heart is. He knows what you're feeling. He knows the thoughts. David said, He knows my thoughts afar off. He knows my thoughts before I think them. And He is worthy of my trust. I can trust my heart to Him. Paul said in Romans 8:35, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness, peril or sword? As it's written, for your day we're killed all day long, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, whatever you're facing, remember there is a yet between you and that thing. Yet, I, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, or principalities, or powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing on that road that can come between you and Christ. When you are His, you are in His hand, and nothing can snatch you out of there. You can put your trust completely and follow with zeal and confidence and boldness, because your shepherd knows how to keep His sheep. Nothing can separate you from His love and His blessing and His protection and provision. You know, it's incredible. These Jews were observing a feast that celebrated a miracle. That's what Hanukkah is. It's a celebration. The oil lasted for 8 days. They were celebrating a miracle. And yet, in the midst of all their celebration, they were blind to the miracles that were happening right in front of their face. How uncanny is that? And so I would encourage you today, as you remember all that God has done for you, all He's done in His Word, but more important, all that He's done for you in whatever you're facing, don't lose sight of God's faithfulness. Remember those miracles. Remember those acts of God that demonstrate and testify as to who He is and how He really, truly cares about you. Praise God. You don't need any more evidence than that. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've prayed with people that they would hear God's direction in their life and His voice calling to them and leading them. So, yeah, amen, brother. I get a witness to that. If you would like prayer in whatever situation you're in, to hear the voice of God in that situation saying, this is the way, walk in it. And you want that confirmation, that affirmation, we would love to pray for you. We'd love to just go with you before God and ask for His grace and ask that He would anoint your heart to hear His guidance and His words. And if you've been running from Him, it's just the time to say, God, I'm tired of running. I'm turning around. I'm listening, Lord. Speak to me. It says right here, I give them eternal life. I give it to them. You know, if you're in a place where you've never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you would like to do that, Jesus said, I give them eternal life. You don't have to earn God's love. He gives it as a gift. His blood has already paid for your salvation. He suffered so that we could go free. And if you've never taken the opportunity to simply say yes to Christ and ask Him to be the shepherd of your life, and to come into your heart and give you that eternal life, this is a great opportunity for that as well. And I would love to personally pray with you for that. But if you just want to hear His voice clearly, more clearly in your life, and you would like His direction for where you are right now, He would love to make that available to you. He wants you to hear it clearly. Amen. Please feel free. And if any of the elders would like to pray for anybody as well, also, if we could just, anybody who just feels the anointing to pray, feel free to come up to minister together.